Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott.
Hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, the premier entertainment culinary solutions show online, here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Chef Elliott Farmer. With this platform, I, along with my producers and sponsors, will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creators, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Our NIN highlight business of the week is the Now Boarding Corporation. The Now Boarding Corporation is a nonprofit organization determined to increase annual study abroad rates among minority male youth across the United States. Is based in Los Angeles, this organization will target high school teenagers from lower economic backgrounds. Currently, African American males make up less than 2% of annual study abroad statistics among undergraduate students in the United States. The Now Boarding Corporation will offer unique opportunities for minority males to embark on culturally enhancing experiences with no out-of-pocket expense. For more information, please go to their website, which is www.nowboardingcorp.com. www.now, B as in boy, O A R, D as in David, I N G C O R, P as in Paul, .com. When you connect with them, let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. We take you from coast to coast with our Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. West Coast, listen. You have about five or so more days because in the spring is the 19th of June. So now through the end of spring in Beverly Hills, California, the Beverly Hills Vintage Bouquet Wine Food is going on at the Greystone Mansion. Again, only about 5 days, that's including today. So for more information, please go to their website, which is www.vintagebouquet.org. East Coast, this Sunday, Father's Day, June 18th, will be the annual Family Food Fest Atlanta. It's taking place at the Georgia Freight Depot in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, featuring TV personality celebrities from the Food Network, none other than Chef Tregay Frazier and yours truly, Chef Elliott Farmer. We will both be doing some cooking demos, and we'll have a whole lot of samples and some of our products. So for more information and to get tickets, please go to this website, www.familyfoodfestatlanta.com. That's www.familyfoodfestatlanta.com. Well, coming up on the show, we're going to give you some tips of the week and some recipes that I absolutely love. And tonight we have an interview with the distinguished and phenomenal celebrity executive pastry chef, Nicole Bonilla. Listening family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. Listen online at www.chefelliott.info or via mobile by dialing 718-766-4964. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity? If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in challenging work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net.
Welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your out-of-this-world super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that are landing on our radar. The Refuel Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEN.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEN.
We won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun.
In hand, every man,
we'll walk right up to
every
the
woman,
sun. We won't land.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Show. And now that we are all settled in, I want to remind you, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. Please remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. I'd like to share two very special tips of the week and two recipes that I absolutely love. Well, you know, we have an executive celebrity pastry chef on with us as our guest tonight. So I thought it would be fitting to give a little to you, a couple of baking tips. Listen, you know how you're making blueberry muffins, or you're baking something that requires to add fresh fruit, or you may even use frozen fruit to a batter before baking it. But sometimes, if not often, the berries or fresh fruit always seem to sink down to the bottom of that batter instead of, you know, going throughout the entire batter. Listen, this is what you can do to prevent that, to make sure you have your berries throughout your baked good. Coat your fresh berries, lightly coat them with either flour, or sometimes I have even used cornstarch before adding it to the batter. And that way, that's going to hold those in place throughout the batter to prevent them from going to the bottom of the batter. Listen, avoid using cold eggs. If you're short on time, you want to have your butter and your eggs at room temperature when you're baking. But if you're short on time, you can microwave cut up butter on low in 5-second intervals. 5 seconds. Please get that second interval. Checking in between those seconds, okay? and you know, to soften up your butter. And you can place your eggs in a bowl of warm water for 10 to 15 minutes, and that will get them at the room temperature you need. Now, here are some recipes that I love. Listen, seafood omelet. We're in the spring, getting ready to go into the summer. So, you know, breakfast is really a lunch and a dinner. So here's a seafood omelet recipe. 2 tablespoons of chopped shallots or green onions, 1 tablespoon of butter. Have that butter at room temperature. 4 oysters, and those are raw oysters, yes. 2 ounces of lump crab meat. And that's not imitation crab meat, real crab meat, okay? 4 large shrimp, and you're going to have those, of course, cleaned, deveined, and peeled, and you want those cut into pieces. 1/4 cup of sliced fresh mushrooms, 1 ounce of dry white wine, 2 tablespoons of cream. I generally use heavy cream. 3 eggs and 1 tablespoon of oil. So you're going to saute those shallots and butter, add your oysters, shrimp, crab meat, mushrooms, and the wine to that. And you're going to cook that until the liquid has completely evaporated. Then add the cream. Go on and beat your eggs, and you're going to now preheat the oil in an omelet pan. If you don't have an omelet pan, just use a small saucepan, right? A small skillet. Listen, they're already tweeting me. Talking about it sounds delicious. It tastes even better. Now you're going to add your eggs. You're going to cook that for 1 minute. Add your seafood mixture to the top of those eggs. Season with your pepper and your kosher salt. Season that to taste. Roll that omelet and continue cooking for another 1 to 2 minutes, and that will serve 2. Now, I like to top mine with either some feta cheese or some goat cheese or something like that, or your choice of cheese. And you can add you some other things on it, Tabasco sauce or salsa or whatever you like. But that's your seafood omelet. Let's go on and do a big stuffed flounder. Yes, goodness. You need 1/2 cup of chopped celery, 1/2 cup of chopped green onions, 1 clove of minced garlic. You got to mince that clove of garlic. 1/2 cup of butter, 1 1/2 cups of moistened bread cubes, right? 1/2 pound of chopped cooked shrimp. That's cooked. 1/2 pound of crab meat. 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley. 1 egg slightly beaten. Salt and pepper, and I use kosher salt, black pepper and cayenne pepper to taste. And 4 medium-sized flounders. Saute your celery and onion and garlic and 1/2 of butter over low heat. Remove from heat and add your bread, shrimp, crab meat, parsley, and egg. You're going to lightly toss that. Season with the salt, kosher salt, black pepper, and cayenne pepper to taste. Split thick side of flounder lengthwise and crosswise, okay? Lengthwise and crosswise. Then you're going to loosen that meat from bone of fish to form a pocket for the stuffing, okay? Now you're going to brush that well with the melted butter, salt, and pepper. And then you're going to stuff the pockets with that crab mixture. Oh, my God. Woo! Then you're going to melt the remaining butter in a shallow baking pan. Place the fish, the stuffed flounder, in the pan. Do not overlap, okay? You're going to cover and bake that in a preheated 375-degree Fahrenheit oven for about 25 minutes or until the fish flakes very easily with a fork. So I would start taking it around, you know, 18 to 20 minutes. Remove the cover, bake another 5 minutes, and that's going to serve four. And those, my friends, are the recipes that I love. Now, today on Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, I am honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of celebrity executive pastry chef Nicole Vanilla. And you are welcome to call in with questions or comments throughout the show. So please dial the same number, 718-4964, but press 1 to be identified. And please provide your first name and city from which you're calling. You may also tweet any questions to me, which is at Chef Elliott, C-H-E-F-E-L-L-I-O-T-T, right on Twitter. And I will respond to every one of them personally. And if I catch it while we're even doing the live show, I'll read it, as I have done just now. We'll be right back after this short break.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients, and are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly.
He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. Listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. Remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, the distinguished and phenomenal celebrity executive pastry chef, Nicole Vanilla. Now, while co-owner of Twisted Sisters Bake Shop and Juice Bar in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown, Chef Nikki was featured on the Cooking Channel's Cake Hunters. Chef Nikki creates seasonal desserts and custom cakes. She is a graduate of La Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts, Atlanta, and she specialized in the Pastry and Baking Certificate Program. Ladies and gentlemen of the Entertainment Solutions family, put your hands together and help me welcome my good friend, Chef Nicole. How's it going, Chef? How are you doing, Chef Nicole? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know this is wedding season and all of these other seasons that require all of these custom desserts and cakes. And I appreciate you coming on with us tonight. So we're just going to jump right in. Listen. When we started announcing that you were going to be our special guest, I mean, people from all over, we have even new people. We're already at a million listeners tuned in every week, and we have created, with you, your appearance, gained some new listeners on tonight. I guess they remember when they saw you on the Cooking Channel's Cake Hunters. So, they may want to call in and talk to you.
I hope so. Hi, everyone.
Yes. Everyone, she says hello. I wish you could see our switchboard. It is completely lit up. You would think this is Christmas in June. We want to, you know, we know you as celebrity chef Nicole Vanilla, and I want to make sure I'm saying your last name correct. Is it Vanilla?
It's Bonilla.
Bonilla. Yeah. I don't think I'm saying it right. I've slaughtered it.
Okay, everyone does. Not a problem.
Yes, Nicole Bonilla. Yes, Bonilla. Yes. But when you're at home, Chef Nikki, when you're at home, who is just regular plain old Nikki?
Oh, my goodness. Regular plain old Nikki is lounging around in some sweats and, you know, cooking for my friends and my family, baking a whole lot of cakes. And just kind of relaxing. Obviously I stay busy and I'm on my feet all day. So when I have downtime, I just like to just chill.
I know that's right. I'm going to have to get, when I'm in town, I travel so much, but when I'm back home in Atlanta, I've got to get one of these invitations to when those downtime relaxing periods come in. If you're doing all this cooking for friends, let me come over and be a part of the friends.
You are welcome.
I'll bring a dish.
line, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Wow. And with you, you said you're on your feet all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, if I'm correct, you are the executive chef. What did they tell me? You're executive chef somewhere in Atlanta, aren't you?
I am the pastry chef at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. So right around the next.
So in the high pollutant area.
Yes, and I've been with them for quite a while, and you know, it is definitely been a ride. I've learned a ton and, you know, gotten so much experience and been able to do some really great things with them. So it's great. I love my job.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. When you hear people say that they love their job and you can actually hear it in their voice, then you know they are passionate about what they're doing. It's probably just like going to the playground when you go to work every day, huh?
Absolutely. Just very long hours.
Yeah. Play long, get paid more.
Yeah, exactly.
As I introduced you, you had a specialty area when you did your formal culinary training. Would you care to elaborate on that and why you chose that particular area?
Yeah, so I specialize in custom cakes of all kinds. So that's from, you know, occasion cakes to weddings to, you know, groom cakes and any kind of carved cakes. And so I really, that's kind of where I shine. I have a bachelor's in art, and so my art background just kind of adds a little extra creative edge to all of my desserts and plating and cakes that I do. So to me, that's kind of my artistic outlet.
Oh, nice. So when you went to Le Cordon Bleu, did you always know that you wanted to be more so pastry, in the pastry part of the culinary industry, or did it come kind of later in your career?
No, when I went in, I focused specifically on pastry and baking. I knew that was what I wanted to do, and you know, I can cook as well, but I wanted the formal training in baking so that I had the knowledge and those skills to back me up. But I've been doing this since I was 16 years old, so it's been quite a long time.
Wow. Well, you look good to have been doing it for quite a long time.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And I understand that you come from a long line of great cooks and chefs in your family. From you're from New York, am I right? I think it is.
Of course, yes. I'm from New York, and my family is Caribbean, so we always have good food, you know, at every function, even if it's not a family function, there's still food around. And so just having that background growing up, you know, I've always been interested in food, but I have several chefs in my family, several pastry chefs in my family and bakers. One of my uncles is a very, very prominent chef in Dubai right now.
Nice.
You know, it's in my blood.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. So it was just really a no-brainer that you were going to just follow suit.
Yes, we could jump on that line right there.
Oh, wow. And I absolutely love one of my passions to eat is Caribbean food.
And that's it.
Yes, indeed. Wow. And not only do you specialize in custom cakes, as you said, but I also understand that you do a lot of seasonal desserts. And so what does that mean, seasonal desserts? We can't get them year-round?
Well, so I like to use the freshest ingredients and things that, you know, are in season. So you get the best flavors when you're using things that are grown, you know, at the time that they're supposed to be grown and picked. So using berries, you know, during the spring and summer, using citrus in the winter, you know, you're going to get that optimal flavor. And it just adds so much more to the dishes that I make. So I really prefer to do that and go to the farmers markets, you know, scouting, see what's fresh and what's out there. So, you know, my customers know they're always getting the absolute best ingredients.
Now, you just gave two more wonderful tips. I generally give two tips of the week, and since I knew I had a celebrity pastry chef coming on as my guest tonight, I tried to give baking tips. I don't know if you got a chance to hear them, but you just told us something that really is awesome to and certainly deserving to be repeated. In the fall and winter, that's when you're going to get your more citrusy fruits.
Right.
But in the spring and summer, that's when you're going to get your berries. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. You know, and these are resources you can find online. You know, you can definitely Google what fruits and vegetables are in season. And I use that same, you know, motto when I'm cooking as well, because you want the best flavor and the best nutrition from everything that you're using. Otherwise, you know, it's empty calories, it's no flavor. So, you know, doing that really, really brings out the best in your food.
Oh, nice. So it, you wouldn't recommend, or would you, using frozen berries in the fall and winter, or is that just something that we should really avoid?
You know, I think you can use frozen fruits and vegetables. You know, they are frozen at the peak of, you know, of the season, so they're going to still have that flavor, but there's still, you know, nothing like a fresh sweet strawberry. You know, it's not going to be the same as the frozen berries, but if you're in a pinch, you know, they'll do just fine. So
okay. Oh, nice. Well, listen, that's something that I just was taught from you. Well, good. Okay. Now, with all of these tips that we're gaining from you, I mean, we're really gleaning. I'm gleaning from you tonight. And all of these different custom seasonal desserts and custom cakes that you are making, can we expect a cookbook in the future, Chef Nikki?
I would absolutely love to do a cookbook in the future. You know, I've collected quite a bit of recipes over the years that I've perfected. So it's definitely something that will be in the works. As of right now, you know, you can follow my social media. I will be blogging very soon, and so I'll be giving recipe tips and different tips of the trade as well. So that's something that's coming very soon.
Oh, nice. Well, before we go, we're gonna talk a little bit more about your blogging site. But if you're able to, we would like to take a commercial break. Are you able to hang in there with us?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more from celebrity chef, pastry chef, Nikki Bonilla. Did I say Bonilla? Okay. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't you go anywhere.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at
it really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
Mm-hmm. They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. Ooh. It's love. They say I'm ripping the way you got my whole life flipping. Ooh. They say I'm losing it.
Jeff Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Jeff Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Jeff Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
Jeff Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. And we are here with the distinguished and phenomenal celebrity executive pastry chef, Nicole Bonilla. And if you want to join us, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified, and remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Well, welcome back, Chef Nikki.
Hey.
Listening, grooving to a little bit of Jill Scott.
I was bobbing right along.
You and me both.
Now,
I mentioned that you were a part owner of Twisted Sisters Bake Shop and Juice Bar in Atlanta, Georgia. Can you share how that went with us, or how that's going?
Yes. So, well, we're closed right now, but myself and my business partner, Courtney, which is one of my longest college friends and my sorority sister, we opened a bake shop and juice bar in the heart of Atlanta in Midtown, and it was an absolutely great experience. It is something, you know, that I will take with me forever. It was so great, so rewarding to build something from the ground up. You know, and see your dream, your vision come to life. So it was amazing, and I can't wait to do it again. You know, obviously things happen in business, and you know, but you don't gain anything if you don't take any risks. So you know, sometimes you got to put it all out there and just try. And I had the best partner to do that with. You know, having a friend over 10 years, so it was amazing, and we got really great feedback and some great customers that I still work with. So,
oh, great, beautiful, and from that business, is that how you were sought out from the cooking channels, cake hunters?
It was. So one of the wedding planners that I work with quite a lot, she was on a television show for the cooking channel, and she referred me to the network. I did casting with them, which took quite a long time. It was about 5 months. and then,
oh, that was a short period of time. Let me tell you from experience, that was 5 months was short.
Oh my goodness, it's like forever. So we did casting, and then they finally contacted and said they wanted to have me on, and it was called Cake Hunters, and you can still, you know, find the episodes up online. But basically, it was myself and two other bakers in the Atlanta area competing to win the prize of who was going to make this couple's very elaborate wedding cake. And so I got to kind of design a really awesome cake based on the couple and do a tasting with them and do filming, which was my first time doing filming that way. I've been in the background of some reality shows. I work with some reality clients, so I've been sprinkled in a few things here and there around the city, but that was my first real taping, and it was great. I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, nice. So, and see, a celebrity pastry chef, executive pastry chef, listen, has celebrity clients that we are bringing out that information on the Solutions Radio Show.
That's right.
Wow. Now, you may mention that you're going to be soon doing a blog page where you're going to give a lot of baking tips and recipes and things of that sort. So how may our listeners follow you on social media and when that blog page comes out?
Yes. So everyone, you know, on social media knows me as Chef Nikki Bakes. And so that's my hashtag, and that's also the name of my Instagram page. So you guys can all follow me at Chef Nikki Bakes. And the blog will be of the same name as well. And you'll be able to get that information from my Instagram page when everything launches. So that will just be in a few weeks. And we will be doing different recipes of the week, featuring different dessert spots around the city, some of my favorite spots, and how to recreate dishes. And so I'm really excited to kind of share what I do and hopefully, give some professional tips to the home baker that's out there that just loves baking as much as I do. And, I hope I can share that information with them.
Oh, nice. And I want everybody to make sure that they understand how you're spelling Chef Nikki Bakes. It's CHEFNIKKIBAKE. Is that correct?
It's Chef Nikki Bakes with an S. So
with an S on it.
NIKKIBAKES.
All right. Don't leave that S out. Yes.
Don't leave that S.
And before we close out our talk, Chef Nikki, do you have any other special announcements that you would like to make to our Entertainment Solutions listening audience?
I just want to say thank you for having me. And, I look forward to hopefully gaining some new followers and talking to some new people. And, hopefully everyone can reach out, get some information, look for the blog coming soon. And some other television appearances in the works. I can't really disclose those, but there's some other things happening. So just follow me on social media and you will be updated as soon as I can give those updates.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing that information. Well, I tell you, Chef Nikki, it has been a pleasure to have you here with me on my show. And I appreciate your support and your willingness to share your story and certainly your expertise with the Entertainment Solutions family. And we wish you all the best in your every endeavor.
Thank you so much. It was great speaking to you, and hopefully we can do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you, and God bless you, Chef Nikki.
All right, you have a great night. Thank you, everyone.
All right, everybody, that was a lovely. Pastry Chef Nicole Vanilli, and thanks for hanging in here with us. And we'll return after this break with some news you can use and some special announcements. Stay with us on Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions. Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best.
The experience is divine.
Chef,
it really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott, Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
Where did you come from?
How do I know one you seem familiar to me? I saw you standing there, felt like I knew you from somewhere. Maybe another lifetime, maybe in front of the line. I hear a melody so sweet, the sounds of your vibrations knock me off my feet. Essence of you in this time and place, something about your soul, your smell, your style, your face. Oh, you seem familiar to me. You seem
Welcome back to the show, family. You're here with Chef Elliot Farmer, and have I got some news for you. Get your autographed copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliot's Solstice Recipes. You can do that now by going to my website, www.chefelliot.com. The Chef Elliot Soul Shaken Seasoning All-Purpose Blend is ready for purchase as well. You can get your bottles at that same website, www.chefelliot.com. Catch me in a city near you by following my touring schedule at that same website. I am constantly on the move. Clayton County, Board of Health, Men's Health Fair. I'll be there on tomorrow, June 16th, in Jonesboro, Georgia. I believe it starts at 11 o'clock a.m., 11 to 1, or it may be 10 to 1, but I'll be there. And it's free and open to the public. Washington, D.C. and the DMV area, I'll see you at the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival in National Harbor on June 17th. Atlanta, Georgia, I'll see you at the Family Food Fest Atlanta doing a cooking demo along with Chef Tregay Frazier on June 18th, Father's Day, this Sunday, from 3 until 6 p.m. June 23rd, we'll be catering the Thomas A. Dorsey Convention's board member, none other than Pastor Yavis McKenzie's 50th birthday and his 30th ministry celebration. Orlando, Florida, listen, you'll be next. I'll be at the International Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Conference June 25th through July 1st. I'll see you again, D.C., on July 6th through the 9th for Dr. Zena Pierre's The Encounter, and also on that Saturday, the prayer breakfast. We're going to do a cookbook signing, and also I'll have some seasonings with me that Saturday as well as that Sunday. I would be thrilled to serve you in your city, your church, conferences, craft services. Listen, all you movie producers, I do craft services, private events, and cooking demonstrations. So for booking info, please call 678-467-7013 or email info at chefelliot.com or contact us via the website, which is www.chefelliot.com. Give us a call so you may witness firsthand the Chef Elliot's experience, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, like my page on Facebook, Chef Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R, and follow me on Twitter, Chef Elliot. You may also follow me on Instagram, Chef Elliot Farmer, and I'm also on Pinterest at Chef Elliot Farmer. Next week, we will have a surprise celebrity chef guest, and you don't want to miss next week's live show. Listeners, join us here next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliot's Entertainment Solutions radio show here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I give all glory and honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night and blessings to you.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy?
It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best.
Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.